EnglishSuperSide.com. Listening 7. The Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower is a famous landmark in Paris, France. It is named after the engineer Gustave Eiffel, who designed and oversaw its construction. The tower required the work of over 300 workers and was built between 1887 and 1889 as the entrance arch for the 1889 World's Fair, and it was meant to be a temporary structure at the time. It was built in record time, 2 years, 2 months, and 5 days. The tower opened to the public the same day as the World's Fair, on May 15, 1889. During its construction, the Eiffel Tower surpassed the Washington Monument to become the tallest human-made structure in the world, a title it held for 41 years until the Chrysler Building in New York City was finished in 1930. Nowadays, the Eiffel Tower is still one of the highest monuments in Paris, at 324 meters, 1,063 feet. It is made of almost pure iron, not steel, and weighs approximately 10,100 tons. To protect it from corrosion, the iron is covered with a thick coat of paint that has to be renewed every 7 years. The tower has 3 floors available to guests, and visitors can reach the top by stairs or elevator. The climb from ground level to the first level is over 300 steps, as is the climb from the first level to the second, making the entire ascent a 600-step climb. The first level has a glass floor, a restaurant, and exhibitions regarding the tower's construction and is 57 meters tall, 187 feet. The second level features an observation platform, a souvenir store, and a restaurant at a height of 115 meters, 377 feet. The third and highest level, at 276 meters, 906 feet, provides stunning views of Paris. The Eiffel Tower was originally intended to be a dark brown color, but it was painted a reddish-brown color, which eventually evolved into the distinctive dark gray color it is today. With millions of visitors each year, it is one of the most visited tourist destinations around the globe. A little over 6 million people climb the Eiffel Tower every year. It has also appeared in numerous movies, television shows, and works of art, consolidating its status as a symbol of Paris and French culture.